Okay, so thank you everyone for joining. Our presentation today is JD Edwards Enterprise One and Oracle Fusion Middleware. I'm Nishit Rao, Group Product Manager, Fusion Middleware. And joining me today is AJ Shifano from the JD Edwards Product Management Team. Together we hope to walk you through first the Fusion Middleware components and how they fit together within the Fusion Middleware stack, and then follow it up with a detailed presentation on JD Edwards Enterprise One and all the changes and new enhancements and the new developments that the JD Edwards team has been making to ensure that Fusion Middleware is a first-class citizen within the JD Edwards Enterprise One stack. So a little bit of legalese here, and let's watch it for, eyeball it for about 5 to 10 seconds. Excellent. So the agenda, like I said, we'll walk through a bit of Fusion Middleware overview. I'll also give you a bit of details on the evolution of the platform with BEA, following which AJ would jump in with the business reasons and all the other details of the changes that JD Edwards is making to bring on the Red Stack, which is the Oracle stack, and how some of our customers are also making use of these enhancements to add business value to their existing Enterprise One environments. So I won't spend too much time on this because I assume that many of you have seen this somewhere, but for those of you who have not, I'll just walk through this really quickly. So Oracle Fusion Middleware, we typically say Oracle Fusion Middleware is comprehensive, and one of the reasons for that is because, as you see in the middle, it has a comprehensive set of components. We believe it's one of the market-leading middleware that has a number of pieces inside it that allow our customers to gain full value. Let's walk through some of the infrastructure pieces. At the bottom is the grid infrastructure, and within this are the application clusters, the in-memory grid, the coherence services that are coming in, the JVM, the JRocket VM, which we recently acquired from BEA. So the goal of this infrastructure is scalability, performance, and reduced total cost. So allowing you to manage your infrastructure faster, allowing you to scale out your infrastructure such that you can meet your customers' demands. On top of that is the application server, and herein lies the Oracle application server, and also recently with the BEA acquisition, the WebLogic is a critical component of this as well. We call Fusion Middleware hard pluggable in addition to comprehensive, and the reason for that is Fusion Middleware is also supports WebLogic even before the BEA acquisition, so a number of Fusion Middleware components ran on WebLogic natively, allowing you to continue to protect your investment in the WebLogic platform while buying additional components from Oracle such that these components could give you value on top of your WebLogic platform. Not only do we support WebLogic, and just like I mentioned with WebLogic, we also support WebSphere. So one of the key elements of Oracle's Fusion Middleware strategy going forward is not only will it be comprehensive, but it will also be hard pluggable. As part of the application server, the TP monitors and the complex event processing, the web services stack, the extreme transaction processing elements are all part of the application server. Sitting on top of that is SOA and process management. SOA is service-oriented architecture. And within this are a couple of key components: business process management, enterprise service bus, business activity monitoring, B2B, and business rules. So the key elements of creating your service infrastructure are adopting elements of this stack, which typically include the BIPL process manager. BIPL stands for Business Process Execution Language, and the Enterprise Service Bus. What these elements allow you to do is they allow you to do three things. The first is data integration. So if you want to integrate your existing Enterprise One system with any of the external systems, you can use the Oracle Server Suite or the Oracle Enterprise Service Bus. The second thing they allow you to do is create business processes, and these are system-centric business processes such that you can automate your manual tasks. And finally, the third thing that they allow you to do is to include humans into your processes such that you can automate not just system-centric tasks, but you can also automate human-centric tasks. So pretty powerful set of components in the SOA and process management. On top of that is content management, allowing our customers to get place their content or files in such a way that they can be delivered in a uniform fashion, supporting digital rights management, supporting scanning, supporting imaging solutions. Business intelligence typically came from the Siebel acquisition and allows you to create star schemas, allows you to create data warehouses, allows you to gain business insight once you captured the historical data. Enterprise performance management typically came from the Hyperion acquisition, allowing our customers to create dashboards for executives such that they can get a sense for what are the metrics for the organization. So for example, the CEOs and the CFOs can figure out how they're investing capital. The HR executives can figure out how much they're spending on their employees or what is the salary ratios. And the supply chain executives can figure out what is the cost they're spending on sourcing the material. So typically, creating dashboards such that you can manage your entire organization based on key performances and key service level agreements that you have set for yourself. And finally, the user interaction piece, which allows our customers to create rich internet applications, Ajax-based elements, such that they can create composite applications and mashups, and create some really neat UI, such that, for example, you want to embed a voice over IP connection on your GUI, and here's something that comes out of the box allowing you to do that. So that's the Fusion middleware, comprehensive Fusion middleware in the middle. Now, the reason we call it a suite is because we have development tools, JDeveloper, that allow you to run against, use a single design time tool to work off of all the elements in the middle. We have the identity management that allows you to secure each one of these elements using a single platform. And finally, we have the enterprise manager that allows you to manage each one of these using a single management tool. A little bit of marketing. Fusion middleware is a leader in all the quadrants, so definitely among the top two players if you want to think about it in the Java world today. If you're thinking of a Java-based middleware or a standards-based middleware other than the Microsoft platform, then typically it's just a choice nowadays between Oracle and one more vendor. A brief preview of the Oracle SOA platform, and in general, if you see, the Oracle SOA platform has been in evolution since the year 2001, when we started to add web services support into the Oracle application server. The key timelines within this are somewhere in the middle of 2004, we acquired Colaxa, which gave us the Bipple Process Manager, our flagship component within the Oracle Server Suite. Since then, we've added a number of elements, and in the year 2007 and 2008, we're moving towards a suite kind of packaging, such that we include a number of critical elements within the suite, allowing our customers to gain synergy from the different components that are within the suite, and allowing us to price and package it in such a way that it's beneficial to both the customers and our partners. And in 2008, as you see, we started to acquire the BEA products, and within that, the WebLogic Server, the Aqualogic Service Bus, the Oracle Enterprise Repository, the Aqualogic Business Process Management, and the Event Server components came on the Oracle platform. Now, with the BEA acquisition, the integration has been really easy because Oracle's products have always been built on standards, and so have BEAs. So I think it's really beneficial for us to stick with our standards. Not only does it benefit our customers, it benefits us also as we start to integrate all these different companies we acquire. Yet another marketing slide. Oracle's middleware continues to be the leading middleware tool. We win a number of awards every year, and we continue to win them in the year 2008 as well. Fusion middleware has over 77,000 customers, and you can see a wide range of customers in all the industries using Fusion middleware successfully. And out of which, just to highlight, more than 3,000 of them are on Oracle Server Suite alone. And AJ is going to walk you through a customer example of a customer who's using Oracle Server Suite People Process Manager. So with that, I will hand it over to AJ. And AJ, I will give you control.
Okay. Thank you, Nishit. And I understand there's a bit of echo in this line. I don't know if it was just from Nishit's line or everybody. I will assume that I'm echoing, and I'll try to speak slowly and clearly.
Once again, before AJ starts up, it might be good for everybody to hit #5 on their phones to mute themselves.
And do I have control of your desktop, or am I a presenter?
AJ, you have control of your desktop. So I've given you presenter. Why don't I grant you shared control such that you can run my desktop? Let me know if you can't run it. Yeah, you're looking good.
Okay, great. Thanks. That'll be easy. So again, Nishit, thanks for inviting me, and thanks for all for joining. I'd like to talk to you for the next few minutes about JD Edwards Enterprise One, one of Oracle's application suite families, and how we are adopting Oracle Fusion Middleware into our architecture. The first thing we have to ask, when adopting Oracle Fusion Middleware for customers and partners, the first question should be why. What are the business reasons for doing so? And as we just heard Nishit attest, probably the best reason is Oracle Fusion Middleware products are just plain good. We know this is tried and true technology and it's the best in the market, and JD Edwards is eagerly adopting them into their architecture. Also, Oracle Fusion Middleware products are indeed engineered and tested to work with JD Edwards Enterprise One. We do real engineering work here in the JD Edwards team to make sure that these products install and function and work and take advantage of these Fusion Middleware products. And we'll take a deeper dive into what those products are in a minute. We've set up some pretty good licensing for using Oracle products with the Oracle Technology Foundation package. And licensing and cost, you know, is a big part of the decision to adopt. And we'll take a look at how customers can leverage Oracle Technology Foundation to do that. We've heard some news from the field from partners, customers, and our own internal engineers that they found Oracle Application Server pretty easy to install and configure with JD Edwards Enterprise One. So I think that there's a pretty good benefit there. Also, for customers that are looking for Oracle or just looking for a single source vendor, Oracle can now provide a complete stack from the operating system and virtualization of the database, the complete Fusion Middleware stack with JD's application sitting right on top. So Oracle can truly be a single source vendor for the complete application stack. And there's also that forward-looking road to the path to Fusion applications. And we believe that gaining skills by using the Oracle Fusion Middleware products now, as well as Oracle Database, getting those skills and installing the products with JD Edwards Enterprise One gives customers the opportunity that they would have to be familiar with these products as they start to evaluate and hopefully adopt Fusion applications in the future. Now let's take a look at how, in particular, JD Edwards Enterprise One uses Oracle Fusion Middleware. And here I'd like to stop for just a moment and talk about that word fusion, because we often use that same word to mean three distinctly different things. We can use fusion in the context of fusion architecture. And fusion architecture is the slide Nishi just showed, where Oracle believes that the best way to build enterprise applications in a modern architecture is with a BRID and a J2EE base with a complete complement of products for business intelligence, user interaction, security, content management, the complete layer. Oracle Fusion architecture is somewhat of a conceptual thing, but we're building applications according to that architecture today. The second way we use the word fusion is in the particular context of the product suite called Oracle Fusion Middleware. And this is a suite of products that are available and on the price list, and customers can employ them in their architectures today, Oracle Fusion Middleware. And then the third context we use the word fusion is the fusion applications. And those are the next generation of applications that are eagerly awaited. of the, all the components of how we think we should be building applications. And I'll display here these red boxes, which indicate particularly how J.D. Edwards has adapted each of these components of the architecture as the latest general available release. Down at the grid infrastructure layer, we see that J.D. Edwards can take advantage of the Oracle Database Rack feature for grid and clustering at the database level, and also can take advantage of clustering the application server itself. Most recently, we've adapted support for Oracle VM, the virtual machine virtualization technology. Up one layer from there, of course, is the application server. J.D. Edwards is completely certified on Oracle Application Server, the OC4J component, and web cache. Up a layer from there is the services-oriented architecture and process management. Key components in there, as this indicated, are the Enterprise Service Bus, People Process Manager. Recently, in J.D. Edwards, Enterprise One Tools released 8.97 and continuing to 8.98. We've built in a web services capability to our architecture, which allows J.D. Edwards to fully participate in business processes that are orchestrated, People Process Manager, and ESP. At the content management layer, for a long time we've had an integration with the what's now known as the Oracle Imaging and Process Management product that has been acquired from Stellant. At the business intelligence layer, an integration with Oracle BI Publisher. Enterprise performance management, nothing generally available at that layer as a particular integration, but that's certainly an area that we're trying to focus on in the future, looking for some important, hopefully, in the near term. At the user interaction layer, the J.D. Edwards Enterprise One web client certainly interacts with the application server and how our J.D. Edwards web client is based. But we also have an integration with the Oracle portal, where J.D. Edwards portlet can be displayed through the Oracle portal. Around on the fringes of this diagram, on the left-hand side, to look at development tools, notice that we've adopted Oracle JDeveloper as part of our business services integration functionality to expose J.D. Edwards Enterprise One services and web services. And on the right-hand side, identity management, we have integrations with Oracle, Internet Directory for LDAP, integration with Oracle Single Sign-On between J.D. Edwards Enterprise One applications and the Oracle portal, and any other application that employs Single Sign-On, and an explicit connector to Oracle Access Manager. So, you know, does that make, there's a scorecard of how Enterprise One has adopted all these components of Fusion architecture. Does that make J.D. Edwards a Fusion application? I'm not really sure how to answer that question or how you would measure, but there's certainly strong evidence from a product standpoint that J.D. Edwards is moving in the direction of the Oracle Fusion architecture and making very good use of Oracle Fusion products. From there, we'll take more of an architectural look at exactly where in the J.D. Edwards architecture each of these Oracle Fusion middleware components is employed, taking a look at the J.D. Edwards architecture from the right. We'll read this from the right to the left. Obviously, the J.D. Edwards database server supports Oracle Database and has for many years. At the business logic server layer, this is what's known as the J.D. Edwards Enterprise Server. We have that integration with BI Publisher, where J.D. Edwards batch engine can output XML, which can then be put through the BI Publisher for reporting through BI Publisher templates. At the security layer I mentioned, we have integration with Oracle Access Manager, and as well as for LDAP, listed security, and for Oracle Internet Directory, and Oracle Single Sign-On. At the J2EE layer, we've been employing more and more functionality at that J2EE layer. Certainly the presentation for our web client runs through the Oracle containers for J2EE, the OC4J component, as well as the integration with the portal that I mentioned. We have a transaction server, which is a real-time event-driven integration model
web services that can be more orchestrated through Oracle People Process Manager and the ESB. And we have a brand new with Enterprise One Tools 898 new component we call the Data Access Server, which provides a JDBC read-only access to the JD Edwards data. Standards compliant third-party systems that can submit a JDBC request can use that data access server. But in particular, we're using that to provide another way to integrate with BI Publisher. The BI Publisher can actually write reports and reach into the JD Edwards data through this read-only JDBC driver. Over on the HTTP level, Oracle provides an HTTP server and Oracle Web Cache, which JD Edwards fully supports. Our new Server Manager component, which is new from 897, employs the use of OC4J to provide web-based access to the server administrators. And at the development client, as I mentioned on the previous slide, we're using JDeveloper to build those business services through our web services capability. Also, we have employed the OC4J container in the Oracle database as a local data store for the developer client. So, walking all the way through the JD Edwards Enterprise One architecture, you can see how we're adopting more and more of Fusion middleware. We began this journey shortly after being acquired by Oracle, all the way back to 2005. But the journey has actually been happening throughout the years, and even in our latest new tools releases, 897, which was generally available just about 1 year ago, and 898, which we just announced generally available in September of this year. So some of the new things that we've picked up in these latest tools releases, support for Oracle Database 11G, and the latest release of Oracle Application Server 10G R3, business services I meant are brand new. I mentioned are brand new with 897. They employ JDeveloper. We've certified People Process Manager and ESP. And two integrations with Oracle Access Manager Security. Server Manager is a new component with 897, and it employs OC4J. We've been getting better and better with our end-to-end integration with Oracle BI Publisher. As I mentioned, that new data access server provides open JDBC access to all JDE1 data that's available with that 898. So this is what we've been doing lately, and in a minute we'll take a look at our roadmap and where we're planning to go next. Now I'd like to take a break from technology and switch over to licensing and talk a bit about how JD Edwards customers can get access to all this functionality through a good license. The product that we'll be looking at on the price list is known as Oracle Technology Foundation, and this has often been nicknamed as the Red Stack, Red being Oracle's corporate color. The JD Edwards customer base is probably very familiar with a similar product called Technology Foundation, which JD Edwards put in place all the way back in 2002. That was a combination, kind of a big bundle of all the JD Edwards Enterprise One tools layer, all the stuff that you need to make the JD Edwards applications modules run. That would include our development tools, our runtime engine, security, integration technology, all the cool stuff that makes JD Edwards what it is from a tools technology perspective. And that's shown in the black box there, the JD Edwards Enterprise One tool. The bundling that we've put together with the longstanding Technology Foundation had included limited use licenses of IBM DB2 database and WebSphere components. So when we went to build the Oracle Technology Foundation, we modeled it in the same way. So the Oracle Technology Foundation Red Stack product has the same JD Edwards Enterprise One tools component bundled in, as well as limited use license of Oracle Database Standard Edition, and 9 components of Fusion middleware. So we'll take a look at what those components are next. So some of the key things about this license, it is limited to use only with JD Edwards Enterprise One programs. So this is not something that a JD Edwards customer can license and then get full use for every other application they ever intend to use. It's specifically targeted to fulfill JD Edwards prerequisite requirements. Like other JD Edwards modules, it's not licensed per processor. Instead, it's licensed per application user. So yeah, the scale on this is you would license this for however many JD Edwards application users you license. And you're allowed to put these on as many CPUs as you need to get your JD Edwards Enterprise One work done. And if you need to uplist those licenses beyond Enterprise One, you can do so through just a standard use license. So here's a list of those, an explicit list of exactly what products are included in the Oracle Technology Foundation. As I mentioned, the Oracle Database Standard Edition. Typically, the Standard Edition license would be limited to 4 CPUs, but as I mentioned on the previous slide, we don't count processors within this. So customers are actually licensed to use this on as many JD Edwards, as many CPUs as they need to get the JD Edwards environment. However, it is limited to use with Enterprise One. Similarly, the Oracle Application Server, the Java Edition, Oracle Portal, Webcache, Single Sign-On. Again, noting that Single Sign-On can be used only with Enterprise One, so essentially the license there is focused on Single Sign-On between the Oracle Portal, if the customer chooses to implement that, and the Enterprise One application. I think it can be in Single Sign-On experience. If the customer wants to do a Single Sign-On to other applications beyond Enterprise One, they would require a full use license there. Oracle Business Intelligence Publisher, again, to publish data out of JD Edwards tables and create reports. SQL Process Manager, I mentioned, can be used to orchestrate processes. Again, you might ask, well, that SQL Process Manager is really good at integrating a larger business process with multiple third-party systems. How can I do that and with just JD Edwards? We've had some pretty clever customers build processes with, orchestrated with SQL Process Manager that only call back into JD Edwards. So certainly there's some good use there. However, if you wanted to use SQL Process Manager to orchestrate across many products, that would also require a full use license. Business activity monitoring is not something that we've done direct integration with JD Edwards, but it's an interesting product in the context of a SOA-based architecture, and so if customers and partners can figure out good ways to use BAM with JD Edwards, they're licensed to do so with this. Similarly, with the application server integration, B2B, and business intelligence discoverer, those three bottom components, we haven't done any direct integration with Enterprise One, but hopefully customers can find some valuable use within the limits of this license. I mentioned that since 2002, JD Edwards had offered a product called Technology Foundation, which was a bundle that included IBM components, and many JD Edwards customers had licensed that. We do have a migration program in place, and customers are currently licensed for that Technology Foundation product, and they'd rather adopt the Oracle component. The migration program is set up to be pretty much a one-to-one ratio migration, since both the Technology Foundation and Oracle Technology Foundation products have the same price on the price list. It amounts to a one-to-one ratio migration. Customer has to be current on maintenance for Tech Foundation in order to qualify for this. And if they're interested in doing that migration, but they're not quite ready to do an immediate switch from the BlueStack with IBM components to the RedStack with Oracle components, they have the option to do a term license on their Technology Foundation to kind of bridge the period where they can switch over. Now, what we're offering with that migration program is a one-to-one from a price standpoint, but also a one-to-one from a license limitation standpoint. So, you know, all the limitations that I mentioned with the Oracle Technology Foundation are exactly the same ones that have been in place forever for the BlueStack. So if a customer wants to migrate from their BlueStack rights to their RedStack rights, you know, essentially core tools is the exact same set of technology. JD Edwards Enterprise One, our, as I said, our development tools, lifecycle management tools, and kernels and batch engine, all that, the same exact tools layer. They're licensed for DB2, Universal Database, similar to Oracle Database Standard Edition, and their WebSphere and Collaborative Portal license would translate over to those future middleware components. A lot of times, though, we find that when you take a look at the customer requirements, their actual requirements might be a bit beyond the scope of what the Technology Foundation license offers them. And it could be because they need features and functions that are beyond the Oracle Database Standard Edition, or it could be that they need features and functions that are offered, you know, beyond the Oracle Application Server Java Edition. Or it could mean that they want to use these technologies beyond the use with JD Edwards Enterprise One. And if those are the case, you know, this kind of two-dimensional picture here shows that if they need to expand use in the horizontal or vertical direction, they just have to work with their Oracle technology account teams to come up with the appropriate expansion to those licenses. So customer options for JD Edwards Enterprise One, and both products are still on the price list, so a new customer would choose either a RedStack with Oracle Technology Foundation or a BlueStack with a traditional technology foundation. Both of them are still supported. Existing customers can, without technology foundation, can leverage an uplift program to take their tools licenses and add on the technology components. And if there's an existing customer with a traditional technology foundation, the BlueStack, they can consider migrating over to the RedStack, or they could sit right where they are and continue to use the tech foundation components that they have. Regardless of all these licensing pieces, the JD Edwards Enterprise One platform remains open. So the operating systems and databases and web servers that we support, we really can flow independently from these licensing options. So we have a lot of customers that are mixing and matching IBM and Microsoft and Oracle technology. And as long as they adhere to the JD Edwards Enterprise One minimum technical requirements and follow what we've tested, their platform options remain open. Yet these Oracle Technology Foundation bundles make it a convenient way to get all the technology prerequisites licensed in one swoop. Now I'd like to move on to a case study of a particular customer who's made some pretty good use of Oracle technology with JD Edwards Enterprise One. And we're always on the lookout for other customer stories. So if you've seen some success out there, it's a wonderful time to start building some momentum and some community around how JD Edwards Enterprise One customers are using Oracle technology. And we would love to include similar stories in presentations like this. And we hope to uncover them at conferences too, whether they be Oracle Open World or Collaborate. So we're always looking for great stories like this. Here's one from Arcturus Realty Corporation. They're headquartered up in Toronto, Canada. They're a real estate services firm, and they do property management with hundreds of buildings, commercial and retail. And they are currently live on the JD Edwards Enterprise 1812. And complete the RedStack, including the Oracle Enterprise Linux, Oracle Database, and Oracle Application Server. We'll take a closer look at their architecture here in a minute, working with a very good partner up there in Toronto, AITO, who's doing this work and even hosting for them. Their footprint, primarily a JD Edwards Enterprise One Financials user. They use the GL and AP, accounts payable, and fixed assets, and our property management modules with about 400 users across Canada. And a couple of years ago, they took a good close look at running JD Edwards on a complete RedStack Oracle technology. Saw a really good breadth of technology from the operating system and database, grid, and all the components, if coupled with the J.D. Edwards Enterprise One applications functionality. The cost was good. They made good leverage with that Oracle Technology Foundation license. Got really good support from the Oracle support organization. Looking long term, they were looking to leverage the core of Oracle technology, but then looking for opportunities to expand it. And so we're going to take a look at one such opportunity that they jumped on recently. Their implementation architecture started out looking something like this. And you know, I guess I can also say, by way of history, they started J.D. Edwards many years ago, and their primary hardware architecture was the IBM iSeries for their database and enterprise server. I think back then they probably were only running Windows FAT clients. As an interim strategic move, they had some business pressures and their market was shifting, and so they had some budgetary constraints. So they did a short-term move onto J.D. Edwards Enterprise One XV and used Microsoft SQL Server on Windows-based servers as an interim. And then about a year and a half ago, they migrated that to a complete Oracle Red Stack, including Oracle Enterprise Linux for their enterprise server, web servers, and database server. They moved their SQL Server database to Oracle Database 10G. Their web servers, they rolled out their web clients, picked up Oracle Application Server 10202. They run all this on Dell hardware. And so essentially they're supporting their complete user base of 400 users on J.D. Edwards Enterprise 1812 with 896 here on a complete Oracle stack. The recent project, though, that's even more interesting is a really good leverage of Oracle technology beyond just the simple database and application server to solve some problems they had with reporting and workflow. One of the things they have to do in their real estate business is obviously close their books on a month-to-month basis like everybody needs to. But then they submit reports to their clients that summarize the expenses for each of these. And these reports are, you know, little booklets of summary financial data. And they have to do literally hundreds of these. Their business problem was their entire process was kind of manual and error-prone, and it took a lot of man-hours to do, and there were just a lot of work to do this. There was no management visibility into the process, so when things were running behind, there was really no good way for management to see how they could help or what the holdup was. So what they've done is employed J.D. Edwards Enterprise One with some additional components of Fusion Middleware to build a fully automated, orchestrated process to facilitate their month-end close, but then also to automate the publication of these financial reports and get them into their clients' hands much faster. The reporting workflow project architecture looks something like this. They've used Oracle Web Center as a portal to give a common interface to all their users. They've set up triggers in the J.D. Edwards processes that automatically launch a month-end close process when certain events happen in the J.D. Edwards system. There's a mix of business rules, human workflow tasks that have to be tracked. They've also, for their output reports, built some XML templates that they run through BI Publisher for almost completely automated publishing these output reports from data that's consolidated from J.D. Edwards financials when they close their books. They've employed Oracle Application Server and the Web Center portal, People Process Manager, and paid them to do some management on there. BI Publisher is the publishing engine. So we're hoping to entice them to do a much deeper dive into this, and hopefully, we can do a complete session on this for a deeper dive. But this particular customer made really good use of Oracle Fusion Middleware to solve a business problem, to make the business better for themselves, and to provide a higher level of service to their own downstream clients. Now I'd like to kind of finish up here with a look at the J.D. Edwards Enterprise One roadmap. Where are we going next? Generally just doing this in an abstract fashion to take a look at calendar year 2008 and what's available now and give you some indication of where we intend to look to next. Reading this from the bottom up, forward to a time where we can offer a Windows guest. Right now that's limited to a Linux guest operating system. And we know that there are many, many use cases for Oracle DN, and we're looking to test against some of those special use cases. So we've got that arrow pointing over to our future. Moving up into the Oracle database realm, certified today in calendar 2008, you're certified with version 11G, and we're continuing to do a deeper validation of some of the features that we think are interesting to JD Edwards customers. So we'll be looking to issue some more detail on how JD Edwards customers can use additional features of Oracle Database sometime in the near future. On the Fusion middleware layer, as I said earlier, already fully certified with the Fusion Middleware 10G R3 with our latest tools releases. We're looking to certify with Fusion Middleware 11G. Calendar year 2009 is where we're planning to do that. And that's something that we'll get a lot of questions. Certainly the WebLogic server and components from the BEA acquisition are expected to be rolled into Fusion Middleware 11G. And that's the place where the JD Edwards team intends on picking up certification with those components. So we're lining all that up with 11G and intending to do that sometime in calendar year 2009. As well as explicit integration with Web Center Suite, as stated, is Oracle's go-forward portal technology. And meanwhile, our business intelligence team is working on an adapter for JD Edwards Enterprise One to be able to feed the financial data from JD Edwards into a consolidated warehouse on top of which Oracle business intelligence applications will run. So we're expecting that sometime in the near future. You've probably heard a lot about AIA, the Application Integration Architecture. Didn't include any of that in this presentation, but certainly the recent Enterprise One Business Services exposing as web services SOA-based integration plugs us squarely into that Oracle Application Integration Architecture program, and we will be looking to leverage that integration architecture with JD Edwards to build pre-built integrations to other Oracle applications. And another thing that's on our roadmap, a lot of buzz about Oracle Enterprise Manager and the ability to have visibility across all servers and implementation. And we're looking to build an application pack for JD Edwards Enterprise One that would plug into Oracle Enterprise Manager and give the system administrator a complete view of web servers and database servers as well as JD Edwards servers from the top down. So I showed a bit about how we've been adopting Oracle technology over the years, ever since 2005, and some recent things that we've done in our last two tools releases, 897 and 898, and as you can see, we still have a lot of work to do. We're still busy adopting these Oracle technologies. So just to kind of review where we started, and you know, what are the business reasons for using Oracle technology? Obviously, these are good products, great industry accolades, and heading in the right direction. We are doing a lot of work here at JD Edwards to make sure that these are completely integrated with JD Edwards Enterprise One architecture. We've got pretty good licensing, we think, with this Oracle Technology Foundation. Good feedback from the field on using Oracle Application Server and components of Fusion Middleware with JD Edwards Enterprise One. See that tall red stack of components, Oracle being a single source vendor for all components of that application stack from the ground up. And hopefully, you know, adopting all this Fusion Middleware gets customers into the Oracle Fusion game and comfortable and confident that these are the products that can take their application strategy forward. So with that, I will finish it up, and I guess we're going to open it up for a little Q&A at the end here, Nishit?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so that thank you, AJ. So that was excellent. So I think we'll open it up for questions, and there are two ways to ask questions. Of course, first of all, you need to hit #5 or #5 on your phone to unmute yourself, and then you can either ask the question on the phone line, which would be preferable, or you could use the chat line. So while we wait for questions, what I would like to do is bring up the Fusion Middleware Best Practice Center, and I will show you the umbrella under which we are conducting a lot of these webcasts, and also talk a bit about the community building effort that AJ was talking about around Fusion Middleware.
If I could put in a plug, the Collaborate conference is the next major J.D. Edwards users conference on the calendar. It's next May 2009. And this week, they still have open the call for presentations. So I would put out the urge to all customers and partners who have done some good work with Fusion Middleware and J.D. Edwards Enterprise One to strongly consider submitting an abstract for a presentation. I think has to be done by the end of this week to tell your peers and partners and other customers exactly what you've been doing with Fusion Middleware and Enterprise One.
Yeah, and to add to that, if you have a great story to tell, I think AJ and myself would be happy to have you included in one of our sessions. So do let us know that as well. So while we're waiting for questions, one of the things that we talked briefly about is the community building and what we have done. And many of you may have seen this already and found the webcast through this mode. But for those of you who haven't, we have created a Fusion Middleware Best Practice Center for J.D. Edwards on Oracle Technology Network. And the goal for this center is to showcase how each of the Fusion Middleware components can be used in the context of J.D. Edwards. And specifically, the site is geared for J.D. Edwards developers and folks who work with J.D. Edwards, such that we're not talking too much about Java, too much about XML, we're not delving too much into the middleware technology, but showing you how you can use this how you can use middleware with J.D. Edwards. And the site is geared towards developers, and the goal is to allow you to come to this site, learn something, such that you can make use of it right away. So on the right-hand top side, you can see the download component. So for example, there's a download component for Bipple Process Manager, and you can download Bipple for free, and then you can use this Bipple Query J.D. Edwards Enterprise One Customer Credit Check, which basically allows you to create a Bipple process to query J.D. Edwards for a customer's credit profile. So once you come to this center, you can download the components, download a tutorial, try it out right away, and become successful with a Fusion Middleware component. So if there are no questions, then we will wrap it up. We want to thank you for taking the time to attend AJ's and webcast today. We will be holding regular webcasts. So we would love to hear your feedback on what kind of webcast you want to hear from us. At the bottom of the Best Practice Center, there's a link to a J.D. Edwards Best Practice Center team. And if you use that link, you can email us here, and we will try to bring to you the subject of your choice and go from there. So if there are no more questions, then we'll wrap it up. Thank you for your time today, and thank you, AJ, for coming on and helping us with our presentation today.
Thanks, all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Assistance, press 0.